Hi.
Hello, Ann.
Yes.
This is Larry Goins.
Yes, hi, Larry.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I am doing great, doing great. Hey, I got a couple things I need to talk to you about.
Okay.
Okay, the first thing was, we're trying to get things worked out to close this thing for you as soon as possible.
Uh-huh.
But I noticed that, and I don't know if you were aware of this, but like there's a neighbor's property that's encroaching on your property a little bit. Were you aware of that?
Which one? I don't know.
Let me see if I can pull it up and see. Let's see here. Hold on. Let me see where this note is. There's a note that I just saw here. I just found out about it a few minutes ago. There's a shared... let's see, the attorney, we asked an attorney about if there's a shared driveway agreement, and the attorney said there's no shared driveway agreement, but that the neighbor's house encroaches onto your property. And if you look at the tax map and the aerial photo, there is and they capitalize this, a huge chunk of their house that's over the line.
Well, that are you talking about the one where we share the driveway?
Yes. On that side.
Well, that side right there, they have a fence in their backyard.
Hold on. Hold on 1 second. Do what, Lorraine?
Okay.
The other side.
Oh, okay. Lorraine just said it's the other side.
Oh, the other side.
Yeah. Other side. She's been dealing with the attorney. I haven't.
Attorney. Okay. With the what it is, it's like the house, like if you're standing in front of my house, the house on the other side.
Uh-huh.
Where the stakes were when we first bought the house and moved down there, they didn't have even enough room on their property to get maybe just mow it with a lawnmower. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we've always took care of that part, saying it was ours, you know, because even the stake in the backyard is back there.
Oh, but their house is over on your line a smidge. Well, it says it's a huge chunk of their house that's over the line. But
that was built probably at the same time.
It probably was. It's just the only problem is it just creates a problem when you go to sell your house because your new buyer, you know, is basically some of the land has a neighbor's house on it, right? And it's not something I don't think cannot be cleared up. In other words, I believe it can be cleared up.
Uh-huh.
Might take a little bit of time. But it might take some time, and it's going to take some money to get it cleared up with an attorney and stuff, okay? But are you still wanting to try to close this week if you can or before Christmas?
Well, I mean, no, we don't have to. But, you couldn't close anyway unless that was fixed, could you?
Well, we could go ahead and close, that's for sure, and we would just deal with that on our end later, right?
Yeah,
so
okay.
It could literally take months because you have to get a survey and you have to get the neighbors to sign off. You have to get them to either buy the land that they owned, right? And chances are they're probably not going to want to buy the land. They're like, it's been here for years. They're probably going to fight it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we would be willing to deal with it, but I'm going to need to adjust the price a little bit to be able to handle like the attorney fees and all that stuff, survey and attorney fees and time and all that. But we could probably go ahead and close this week. If there's any way you could do this, for 18 instead of 22, we could go ahead and close this week and get you your money this week. We could probably close tomorrow.
That is on the deed. I mean, that shows that house is on the land.
Wouldn't it be right of
ownership after it being there all that many years?
Well, see, that's the problem, because they could probably fight it and say, well, it's grandfathered in. It's been here for years. And then, you know, I mean, they could fight, you know, to try to get it, and you just don't ever know. So I'm willing to take that chance and move forward, but I don't know how. I mean, I don't don't know if and when it'll ever be cleared up, but I'm just willing to take that chance. If we can close tomorrow and get you your money and be done with it and you don't have to deal with it, can you do 18? And you'll get your money tomorrow.
Could you do me 19?
Hold on for a second. I'll tell you what. Are you going to be home this afternoon?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm going to have the mobile notary come over there and get some new paperwork signed with 19 on it, and we'll get it closed for you tomorrow. And hold on a second. Lorraine, do we have her wiring instructions so we can get it wired to her?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So we're going to try to get you your money wired to you tomorrow.
Good.
Try to get everything lined up. Now I'm doing my best I can to get it closed tomorrow for you, okay? But I'm going to have a mobile notary come to your house this afternoon in a couple of hours, okay?
Okay.
And get you some new paperwork signed that says 19 on it, okay?
Okay, and I need to say some things. I still don't have all my stuff out of the house. I've only got two people that can do it for me without having to pay. And could you give me a little bit of time to get my stuff out of the house?
How much time do you need?
Well, maybe over...
Because we want to start working on it right away.
Okay, maybe the end of the week. Could you give me to the end of the week?
Okay, by Sunday?
Okay.
How
about that? Okay. And another thing, Larry, I need to tell you.
Yes, ma'am.
The house has got a sump pump in the basement.
Right.
And whenever we settle, I'm going to have the electricity cut off and my power and something else.
Uh-huh.
The water, City of Hickory water.
Right.
And so you'll need to put power back in the house in case you need it for that reason.
Okay. I'll be sure to let them know. That sounds good.
Okay.
I really appreciate you telling me that. And
yeah.
I'm going to have the mobile notary bring the paperwork out this afternoon. And we'll do our best to get this thing closed tomorrow, and you won't have to worry about any of that other stuff, okay?
Okay, and so if it's wired in, it should be in the bank by tomorrow if you finish it.
If it settles tomorrow, it'll be into your account probably the following day.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And okay.
They'll get up with you about getting the – hold on a second. Hey, Lorraine, how are they going to get her documents to sign?
UPS.
Okay. So what we're going to try to do is have them UPS the documents to you. You'll have to sign them in front of a notary and then put them in the return envelope and send them back. And once we get that back, then it will fund and close for you.
Well, if it takes a week, it usually takes a couple of days to come back, don't it?
No, we do it overnight, very next day.
Oh, okay. So
we're going to try to get the documents out to you. We're going to try to get the documents out to you today. If not, they'll go out tomorrow. But as soon as you get them, you need to go to the bank or somewhere you have a notary, sign them in front of the notary, and then send them out.
Saying that I'm selling it for $19,000.
Yeah, that's what the documents will say.
Okay. That's all right, Tim.
All right. Well, that sounds good. We'll get everything rolling, and congratulations.
Okay. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you. You have a blessed day.
You too. Bye-bye.